Proclamation number 7377, dated the June 29th, 1959. Bond with God. So regardless of the situation you find yourselves in, you will always be able to establish a bond with me, for I will always penetrate your thoughts. Time and again I will knock at the door of your heart, be it from within or from without, so that through discussions or reading you can take the path to me if only you are of good will, that is, if it does not turn away from me. And therefore no one will be able to claim that he had not been touched by my hand, that he had not been guided to me, that he lacked the grace which I promised all human beings. No one will be able to say that I did not speak to him, that he has never had the opportunity to get to know me and that he therefore cannot be held to account. But whether people opened their ears, whether they allow my voice to penetrate their heart, whether they are willing to turn to me myself directly, to call upon me for help, for spiritual enlightenment, for strength and grace, is entirely up to them. But it is completely unrelated to their circumstances of life or their destiny, otherwise only few people would attain beatitude. You can always take the path to me, for I allow myself to be found by everyone who looks for me. I cross everyone's path, often remaining unnoticed if the person is still too enslaved by my adversary. And yet I do not abandon him but instead approach him whenever the opportunity presents itself. Nevertheless, you have free will. Consequently, I cannot do anything but guide your life such that you will be urged to turn to the one for help who is more powerful than you. And once you have found faith in this powerful one, you will not let go of him again either. Then he will constantly come closer to you the more you seek the bond with him, and thus you will have been one for eternity. And once you have established a heartfelt bond with me, you will also be able to hear my voice when you hear or read my word and recognize it as the Father's voice. Then the bond will be richly blessed, for once the Father can speak with his child, the child will fulfill the Father's will and live as is needed in order to attain perfection, to attain maturity of soul. In that case the human being will certainly reach his goal and perfect himself while he is still on earth. As a child he will find unification with the Father and at his departure be able to enter my kingdom of peace and happiness and bliss. He will take possession again of the kingdom which is his true home. He will enter into the Father's house. He will have come home to the Father from whom he once originated. Amen.